In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, today the 24th of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It has taken until day 34 of the partial shutdown of the American government. But we came this morning to an interesting moment. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross was on CNBC talking about a bunch of things, tariffs, the Chinese trade talks, also the shutdown, of course. And he was asked about the economic damage it's doing. I should tell you here, by the way, we are going to play this next piece of tape at length because Secretary Ross is a slow talker, but also because context is important. Here you go.
Put it in perspective. You're talking about 800,000 workers, and while I feel sorry for the individuals that have hardship cases, 800,000 workers, if they never got their pay, which is not the case, they will eventually get it. But if they never got it, you're talking about a third of a percent on our GDP. So it's not like it's a gigantic number overall.
I'm going to cut in here to point out that that's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. The White House is talking about the macroeconomic effects of this shutdown. The problem, of course, is that people live in the microeconomic day to day. All right, we're going to pick it up now right where Secretary Ross left off. The first voice you're going to hear is Andrew Ross Sorkin of CNBC asking the questions.
Mr. Secretary, there are reports that there are some federal workers who are going to homeless shelters to get food.
Well, I know they are, and I don't really quite understand why, because as I mentioned before, the obligations that they would undertake, say a borrowing from a bank or a credit union, are in effect federally guaranteed. So the 30 days of pay that some people will be out, there's no real reason why they shouldn't be able to get a loan against it.
Again, that was long. Both of them were. But I wanted to make sure that Secretary Ross's comments were presented fairly, because one of the things that's becoming apparent the longer the shutdown goes on, and frankly, the more the White House and its advisors talk about it, is that the people running the executive branch don't really know much about the people who work in the executive branch. So we asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman for a government workforce primer.
The median income of a furloughed federal worker is about $67,000 a year, according to Centier Research, which is just about what furloughed USDA IT technician Michael Galletly makes, or would make, if his agency wasn't shut down. Galletly has some savings, so he's not desperate yet.
I'm probably going to have to apply for the same kind of aid unemployed people get with the gas bill. We were going to buy a car, but now we're using that money to pay the mortgage and the electric bill.
Galletly is in better shape financially than a lot of other furloughed folks, says Andrew Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas.
About 75% of those workers are working paycheck to paycheck.
Challenger says workers have missed about $3.5 billion in total take-home pay so far. Here are a few other facts about federal workers. First, 18% are African American, compared to just 13% in the workforce overall, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation. He says these tend to be jobs with good wages and benefits.
Those are communities that are income constrained and employment constrained, and this loss is going to hit those communities hard.
Finally, about one in three federal workers is represented by a union, compared to less than one in 10 in the private sector. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.